The first tale is an old tale. It's a tale within a tale, and it's a tale that celebrates us, storytellers. This first one's called Counting to 10. Now, for you and I, that's a really easy thing to do, but the animals, well, they don't get to go to school, and their moms and pops don't teach them how to do it, and older brothers and sisters don't help out much either, so they have to learn it. I would say in the streets, but for them, in the jungle. And this is an old story that talks about counting to 10 and the other lessons of life that we learn. You see, before we had iPods and VHSs and video cameras and flat screens, the way people got the news and the history of the times is because they heard the drummer. And you'll get to be the voice of the drummer, among other things. The drummer of the village would tell people when things important and special were happening, things like the coming of the storyteller. And the drums beat, it sounded like a human voice. That djembe would send out a rhythm that sounded something like, "Happy day, the storyteller's coming. People would hear that for miles around, and they'd hitch something up and they'd ride, or they'd walk, or they'd run. But by nightfall, they'd get to that talky-talk hut, and they would sit and listen and enjoy. Well, this is one of those stories that was passed on from generation of storyteller to generation of storyteller, and everyone learned the great lesson. You see, in the beginning, the very, very, very beginning, people, we didn't walk the earth. The animals were in charge of everything. And they did things that we do. They talked. They fell in love. They married. Big animals that flew would marry little animals. And swimming animals would marry hopping animals. Everything was all mixed up and everybody got along really nice. Except they had one problem. This was before the lion was king. This was really in the beginning. And the leopard was a kind and wise king. The leopard, he liked being king. He lived a long life, but he needed a break. He needed a little sabbatical, maybe even early retirement. He had one beautiful daughter. And she was quite wise. She learned well from her father. But she had no husband. He had no replacement. Thus their problem. Well, one night, after a great long conference between father and daughter, they decided they'd have a contest to find the next king in training and her husband. I know, father. The contest can have these rules. Whoever can throw your tall spear high in the sky and count to 10 before it drops, they can be the winner. Good, daughter, good. Well, that was decided, so they got the royal drummer to send out a message to all the animals in the jungle. And the message said this. Tell everybody. The king is having a feast. All those animals heard about the free food, and I want you to know there was some flying and some swimming and some jumping, and everybody came to hear the stories. Now, they came for a story and a feast, and they ate and they ate and they drank. Oh, it was a good party until just about midnight. All the animals were hushed. They listened as the king pronounced the rules for the contest. Hi! The contest will give us our next king. Hi! Now the animals were quite ready for hearing we'd have a next king. But they knew they'd better listen carefully. Whoever can throw this tall hunting spear high in the sky and count to 10 before it drops, They will be the next king in training. They will marry my beautiful daughter. They will gain the riches and the rulership of a kingdom. Hi. Okay. This was a pretty tall order, and all the animals tried to figure out if they could do it. Most of them just kind of sank back into the woods and listened from behind trees, but there were a few who were brave enough to come up to the center. The first one who came to the center was big. His mighty trunk reached to the sky, and he proudly sang his song. He said, I am the biggest. I should be the king. And you know that elephant took his trunk. He picked up the spear and tossed it in the sky, and he counted. One, two, three, plop! The spear fell down. Elephants are strong. They are big, but they are slow. So he failed. And with all that great pride and strength, he had to go home ashamed of himself. Now, there are other big animals, and the next one who came was almost as big as the elephant. He had broad shoulders and a horn in the middle of his forehead. That rhinoceros also had bad attitude. He said, I am the strongest.
I am the strongest.
I should be your king.
I should be your king.
And you know, he used that horn. He picked up the spear, tossed it in the sky, and said, one, two, three, four, plop! Oh! And he stomped off with bad, bad attitude. Now, the smaller animals who were already kind of hiding behind the leaves, they realized that the two biggest bullies in the whole jungle had failed. They didn't want to be embarrassed in front of everybody else, so they just took a step farther back into the jungle folds. But one animal did come down. He was bright, and he was happy, and he came climbing down the tree with a banana in tow. The monkey. And he had a little song to sing for everybody, too. He said, I am the fastest.
I am the fastest.
I should be your king.
I should be your king.
He was cute. He had really long arms. He used them to throw that spear up in the sky. He counted one, two, three, four, five, six, plop. Picked up his peel and took off. Now, nobody wanted to come to the center. The leopard was getting worried. He thought, this is not working. But from the brush behind them, a quiet, gentle antelope came to the front. He used those long antlers and his quiet disposition to sing. I am the smartest. I shall be your king. And with great gentleness, he picked up the spear and tossed it in the sky, and quickly counted, 5, 10. The animals looked around and thought, yeah, can you do that? But they looked at the leopard's face, and he was smiling from ear to ear. His daughter's eyes lit up like rainbows, because finally, they'd found an animal who could do some serious creative problem solving. Someone who is wise enough and gentle enough and confident. Good qualities for a king in training. And so one more song was sent out throughout the jungle. It went like this. Happy day.
Happy day.
We found a new king.
We found a new king.
They partied, they danced, they had a really nice time. And they all realized at the end of the evening an important new lesson. That it's not always how big you are, or strong, or even how fast. This world needs a lot of creative problem solving, and that's the way to win the contest of counting to 100.